You are listening to 91.5 FM. WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in everything that God is doing. We serve a risen Savior. And that's what make our faith so different from all other faith, because we serve a risen Savior. And we have proof of that. Pastor Dan, we have proof of that, because it's not talk.
Yes.
We have the evidence, because he is alive in our heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we just want to acknowledge Pastor Emily. She hasn't been here this week and last week, but all is well. She is on an assignment, so we don't want anybody wondering where she is. She yes. is on a brief assignment, and she will be back soon. So all this week, our topic is the resurrection is my passport to heaven.
Come on.
The resurrection, which we just celebrated yesterday, Easter Sunday, is our passport to heaven.
Because you can't go to heaven if you don't have the resurrection power.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You have to have experience the resurrection power. So let me start preaching, because mm-hmm. it says the same spirit, yeah. hallelujah, mm-hmm. that raised Jesus from the dead, that is the same spirit mm-hmm. is going to raise us up.
Yes.
All right. Don't let me jump ahead of myself here.
We're going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning at verse 13. But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also
so empty. Ooh, go ahead, Dad.
Yes, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up, if in fact the dead do not rise.
Mm-hmm.
For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins.
Hmm.
Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable.
I love that word. I love that word.
Pitiable. To be pitied.
Yes.
If the only hope we have is in this world,
yes.
then we are to be pitied.
Yeah.
The greater portion is our hope in Christ.
Christ. As it started, so let's just start, because, you know, Jesus is a master mm-hmm. teacher. Mm-hmm. And Pastor Dan, I love the teaching of Jesus Christ. And I love to look at how Jesus teach his disciples. And the messages that Jesus brought, they were all simple messages, profound, life-changing messages. Because you look at, he talk about the parable of the talent. He talk about the parable of the last sheep, the parable of the last coin. Every time Jesus teach, he teaches something that we can identify. Yeah. Because the human mind as to be able to identify to the things that around my surrounding. Mm-hmm. All right,
that's proven. That's called the workbench of learning.
Come on,
that's taught when we go to school for education and such in the college level programs. Huh. That's taught. It's called the workbench of learning, where we have to take new information and it has to be bound to something that we already know, an established principle, something that we already understand. So when Jesus was teaching them in the illustrations, in the parables, he was taking that spiritual principle and he was binding it with something they already know.
I know.
The tangible example.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Because then it will be futile, you know. Mm-hmm. So the topic here, the resurrection, is my what? Passport to heaven. So let's talk about passport because we know that. Mm-hmm. And let's tie it into the spiritual. Mm-hmm. Because every citizen of every country need a passport that identify him or her as a citizen of that country. Mm-hmm. Because we are citizens of the United States of America, and they are citizens of another country. Mm-hmm. But when we show our passport, it identify what country we want. Belongs to. Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
When we pull our passport, it identify which country we belongs to. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have a passport, you are not identified, and you won't be allowed to enter somebody else's country.
Right. So if you don't have a passport, then there's no expectation that you're going to be permitted to be able to go. If you do have a passport, then you have an expectation. So if you're met with resistance going through customs, or you would say, here is my passport.
Yeah.
By the authority of my passport, I have the allowance to be able to go. By the authority of my passport. Not my name alone, not what I've done, not the money in my pocket, but the authority, the right of the passport.
And let me tell you how powerful, because I travel, and I travel a lot. And when I'm traveling into another country other than the United States, I cannot show my driver's license.
It means nothing.
It means nothing. It means nothing. Because they asked me for, they says, may I have your passport, please? Mm-hmm. Not my driver's license that identify me. My passport. So it has a different
connotation. Different level of authority.
All right. I got to slow me down here this morning. It has a different level of authority that produces a different level of rights and power that I belong. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah. You could have all the desire. Oh, I really, 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 really hope and wish I could go to England. I really looked at all the pictures. Yeah. I really have my whole trip planned.
Yeah.
But you ain't going without a passport.
You're not going.
You're not going.
And you're not entering without a passport.
It's not happening.
So the passport is so important. It gives me entrance. Mm-hmm. It protects me. I got rights. Mm-hmm. Therefore, if anything ever happened, it says he's an American
citizen.
Oh, come on,
so
somebody.
You have the rights of the sending country.
Come on.
And the same thing was proven over and over again in the Bible with the life of Paul. He said, no, you don't know. I'm of this specific country.
That's right.
Then things changed of how they treated him.
Yes.
So in the same it is today. When we're in another country as U.S. citizens with a passport, then we have access to U.S. Embassy.
Yes.
And the U.S. Embassy looks like the U.S. attributes.
Yes.
Even if the country is a poor or third world country, wherever the U.S. embassy is, it looks familiar. It looks like the United States. It has the backing of the United States.
And before we move into this thing here, let's just talk about the passport because the resurrection is my passport. Mm-hmm. And so I got to understand the power of a passport before we go into the spiritual part of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Once in every country, we have our embassy there. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm in England and something is going on, which ain't right. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for the American embassy. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking to go to the American embassy, and I know I have right there. I know I have what? Protection there. I know I belong.
Mm-hmm.
I don't belong to this country. I belong to another country. Can somebody see this morning?
Yes.
You know, so it doesn't matter what we're going through in this earth realm, mm-hmm. we know we are just passing through here.
Mm-hmm.
We have rights. Our citizenship is not here. And what gives me that right is what we're going to talk about here, mm-hmm. the resurrection. Go ahead, Dad.
Going on in verse 20 of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it tells us, so first he talked about, well, if Christ has not risen,
yeah.
then it would be
Pack
like this. But now he says, verse 20, but now Christ is risen. So he wasn't given a statement that Christ has not risen. He was saying if Christ had not risen, then our state would have been as it was.
Yeah.
But now because of Christ, verse 20, but now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. So how are we made alive? In Christ. Through Christ.
How powerful this is. So now you just set this teaching all week on fire. So we can go back to verse 13, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we can go back 15. Let's find but if there's no resurrection,
mm-hmm.
okay, so that is a settled piece. So we got to say, mm-hmm. here's it, is there a resurrection or not?
Yeah,
we have to,
because mm-hmm. that's the difference
between
the religions.
Yes.
Is a, we have a resurrection Savior
yeah.
in through Christianity.
Come on.
We have a resurrected Savior. Other religions, they don't proclaim a resurrected Savior that was witnessed.
Yeah. So Paul says, but if there's no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, look, if you don't believe there's a resurrection mm-hmm. of the dead, then Christ is not risen. Okay. And then he continued, and if Christ is not risen, then quit preaching, he says. Your preaching is what?
Empty.
Mm-hmm. And your faith is also mm-hmm. empty. Mm-hmm. All right? We know we're running out of time there because this is deep. And we mm-hmm. need to unpack some truth here.
Yeah, the anointing is Christ.
Yeah.
Christ means the anointed one. Jesus Christ, the anointed one. So the anointing is preaching Christ, not preaching our own knowledge or research, but preaching the power of Christ. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.